Hey, this is Tanya. Welcome to Girl Call Me, the podcast for, by, and about Black women. We hope you enjoy today's conversation as we chat about all things health, relationships, and life. We'll have you laughing, testifying, and most importantly, feeling seen and whole as the beautiful Black woman you are. Now on to the nonsense.
Here we are.
Yeah.
How are you? Are you feeling really different?
Different than what exactly?
Than before Cowboy Carter was released.
Oh Lord Jesus! Do you guys want to hear me sing Jolene? Jolene? No, nobody wants to sing it. Nobody is. Everybody officially turning off. I will say there's just been a lot going on. I mean, so we got Cowboy Carter. We may have found Kate.
Ain't found Kate yet.
Anyway, there's just a lot in the news. If you wanted to start from politics or the music industry, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
To start with, end with, always Beyonce.
Jolene.
Masterpiece.
Well, I haven't had the opportunity, apologies to the audience and you. I haven't had the opportunity to listen to the entire thing, but I will dedicate tomorrow afternoon just to Beyonce, the Beehive. I don't want to upset the Beehive.
Yeah, here's a tip just from a card holding member of the Hive. Listen to it all the way through. Listen to it all the way through because it is, as most of Beyonce's albums are, it's a masterpiece that is meant to be listened to woven together. And then I suggest you highlight a few of the songs that you'd like to go back to and listen to because it is a different listening experience. They are different on their own than they are pulled together. It's 27 tracks. So it's a lot of interludes, a lot of weaving together, similar to Renaissance.
This sounds like a commitment, and it's a commitment I'm willing to try. I will say I struggle with country. I'm not like a country girl, country fan. No cowboy boots or Stetsons for me. But you know what? I'm gonna make the effort because listen, I gotta support.
Remember, she said it's a Beyonce album, not a country album. And she also was very specific about calling it Cowboy Carter because that was a derogatory term used for Black men who worked in the fields, pushing cattle around, calling them boy. So she said we're about to reclaim that word. Okay,
listen. Listen, we are recalling. Listen, I got schooled. I got educated.
So that's my self care. We're here to talk about self care this week. That's going to be my self care all weekend, girl.
All weekend. Everything you're doing this weekend is going to center around listening to Bay. Let me get it together. Let me get it right.
The vinyl's in the mail. It's on the way to me.
Okay. Get your Stetson, girl. So we've had some really great episodes in the last month. Two hosts in particular have been really resonated. Dr. Marcel Haddix, also known as East Coast Bay. As well as, I think she calls me Bay on social. I call her Bay too. As well as Nicole. Both topics that are extremely relevant to what we're all going through, whether it's stress, whether it's putting others ahead of us and not really sort of centering ourselves. What did you get out of those two episodes?
Well, I got everything that they are doing that is amazing. I feel like both of them were such great examples of not only being able to identify in themselves and the things that they needed to do to take care of themselves, but then also to just come up with really unique ideas to address whatever they were trying to address. So I loved my biggest aha from Marcel's episode was the to-do list. How do in my shift from calling everything a to-do list to really like what we call things makes a big difference. So I loved her talking about traditions and her routines. That was just huge for me. I like in the room, I think I looked at you guys and I was like, I'm having a revelation right now. I'm having a revelation.
You had a moment. You had an aha. You were like, oh, what? Yeah, I remember. Nothing. I remember that moment. You were like, I'm changing my language immediately. I remember that.
Immediately.
You know, immediately. I always get aha's moments from Marcel. She's such a great example. I will say it's funny. My aha post, I think it's something that came from you in a sense of I, similar to you, do not use self-care. I don't know why. I don't necessarily stop to recognize those moments. And I think that's also part of the problem, not stopping to recognize when we're taking care of ourselves.
Yeah.
And something she said about choosing us. How yeah. often are we not choosing ourselves in any and most situations? That really stuck yeah. with me.
So I think probably one of the reasons why we have a hard time, like you just said, identifying with the word self-care is because it's like, it's a marketing term now, which is so sad, right? It's like used to have us spend more money on like, you know, face masks at Sephora or something. they made it like everything is self-care. So I think it's easy to tune that kind of stuff out.
Because honestly, everything is now self-care. Oh, self-care, self-care. Mm-hmm. And I recognize that it's important. And I think everyone recognizes that self is important, but are we just using it to sell products, as your point is?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And not really internalizing, particularly as Black women, not internalizing what it really means, going back to choosing yourself and taking care of yourself.
I loved what Nicole got at that Dr. Weeks when she said, like, it's not a choice, actually, like for a lot of us, like self-care is just not a choice. It's mandatory. We have to do it. If you don't choose yourself, I think she's saying you're choosing autoimmunity or something.
Lord, so, Lord, that still stresses me out. Lord, it's either you or auto, you know, if you choose you right. or autoimmunity. I was like, okay, that's great.
Right. Yeah. So I think, you know, I thought it would be interesting if we could just talk about, you know, in both conversations, like the idea of how did we learn about self-care? How was it modeled for us? We talked a little bit about that. I thought, you know, it'd be interesting to talk. We've shared that we're not great at it, but I also think we've shared that we're not great recognizing it. So, you know, I was just thinking about how self-care was modeled for me and how I picked up on it as a kid, right? Yeah. Or did I? So anyway, you know, any thoughts on, you know, were people in your life making that a priority or talking about it?
I think we didn't put definitions on it, you know, for me growing up, you know, whether it's in some ways, I think self-care has changed for me. I think in my household and my family's household, there was a big thing about cooking and hosting and having people in your home and the ritual that comes with, whether it's a pot of rice and peas in the Caribbean family or good music. I think when I think of those upbringings, it wasn't like, you know, my family wasn't, you know, we weren't going to the gym or what, we weren't doing any of those things. But what we were doing is community. Everything was sort of centered around bringing people in your home, laughing and enjoying each other in some ways, in so many households. That to me was part of self-care. And I've carried that tradition, you know, throughout my adult life. You know, I think some of my best friends centered around inviting them over for a dinner, inviting friends over, trying recipes. What'd you say?
I say you love to host.
I do love it. I love the act putting something together, the act of watching people enjoy what I'm making. It is for me, and I think it stopped a little bit in the pandemic, and I'm starting to find that joy back. But for me, that was how I cared for others, how I showed love. And in some ways, it brought me a lot of joy and happiness.
I love that. This is what I mean. I wouldn't have even thought about those two things as kind of care, but you're right. Like doing the things that bring you joy is an act of care, right? It is an act of self-love to kind of lean into the things that you know bring you joy and make you happy.
Yeah.
And being around people sometimes, like, look, for me, I'll be honest, having a bunch of people over at my house and having to serve a bunch of people does not necessarily bring me joy. I like the community piece. I'd love to have people over if it includes
somebody else.
I think that's something I learned about myself later in life. And maybe it is, like when you talk about modeling, maybe it is because my mom loves to cook for people, loves to cook for people, loves to make things for people. And so I definitely saw that as like a way to bring yourself joy. For me, it just kind of stresses me out. So I tend to not do those things. But, you know, I was thinking about my mom and some of the things that she did for self-care. I only now as an adult can identify, you know, my mom was big on baths. And like, when she was in the bath, it wasn't like, you didn't go in there. And I mean, it's not like if something happened, you could go in there, but it kind of was a signal, like, because my mom was always around doing everything for us. But when she was in the bath with a book,
leave her alone,
with the door shut, like, we tried not to go in there. And it's like, you know, I think about that. I think about my mom religious to getting her nails done. My dad has always worked out, goes to the club, he calls it. He's at the club every morning at like 5 a.m. Both of them really big on kind of doing things that feel having parts of their days that were about them.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that whole, you know, my father was one that did like, you know, a good racquetball game and so forth. So I can relate to that a little bit. But, you know, as I sort of got older, you know, beyond the hosting and the other stuff, I do think that I have found my own traditions. You know, I think we sort of take our family's traditions or take things that they did, do a twist on it, and then create our own, you know, from spa treatments to concerts. You know, Marcel talked a lot about the shows that she likes to attend, but I love going to the Hollywood Bowl. For you, those who are not in California, it's like a summer tradition, going to the bowl, you know. And yes, sometimes you're indulged with a box, and you know, I'm going to have someone to deliver food for me.
The days that I'm not indulged with the box are becoming less and less.
Okay? Yeah, I don't know what it is about, you know. From like, it, and I know it's going
to. Once you I go, know. You can't turn back. That's the problem.
What? I know, it's a little sad that, you know, now I need to make sure that I have a nice, comfortable seat when I'm in a plane versus being uncomfortable.
Let me stop you.
The first class is not sad, right? I mean,
no, it's
so interesting.
Sad. It's out there, girl.
I know. But why do we feel guilty? It's so interesting, you know, like going down the rabbit hole of like, why do I feel guilty when I'm like, you know, I actually do book a first class flight. My wife doesn't care, but chances are if she's flying with me, we're maybe trying to find those miles. You know,
I don't feel guilty on indulging. I'll tell you right now.
Why do I feel guilty? It's so funny. You know, I was thinking of one of my favorite poets, Audre Lorde. And, you know, one of the poems, you know, it's like caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It's self-preservation, and it's an act of political warfare. And you think about all that we have to go through on a day-to-day basis, whether it's the microaggressions or the little things that, you know, just kind of make us not feel great. You know, the self-preservation and really taking care of ourselves, why feel guilty? Why not?
Yeah. It's a necessity, not a luxury.
It is a necessity.
And tell yourself that when you're booking your next trip, ladies.
Listen.
And whomever is trying to tell you where to spend money and how to spend money, it's a necessity, not a luxury.
Yeah. Take care of yourself.
We should put
that on. Is that going to be a t-shirt? It's a necessity. Girl, anyone making t-shirts out there, girl, call us because we might need a few quotes that we need added.
Yeah. But it's true. I think, look, like at the end of the day, you know, I think about this for like travel, you know, if you're going somewhere fun or even if you're going on a work trip or something, upgrading your seat, that is self-care. Yep. Because if you feel like, okay, I can stretch out, if you're someone who can't sleep on a plane or wants to stretch out or whatever, like you're also, it's helping you because when you get off the plane, you're in a better space, you feel better, your body feels better. Like, come on, girl.
You know, it's interesting. No. I've thought a few times, I recently was going to a conference, it was last year, and I was so, I will say, one of my colleagues, they're not listening, gave me a little bit of a hard time. It was kind of funny because they were like, you're upgrading? And then I was like, in my head, I was thinking, can you imagine if I'm sitting there in first class? But you know, that's the thing. When you're a Black woman in first class is like, oh, but I'm sitting in the first class and my boss walks by going, hey, girl. It's almost a nightmare, but it's fine.
Self-care. You just look at her and lip, luxury. Not a luxury.
Luxury, self-care.
Necessity, girl.
But it's funny. That's funny. Think about the misconceptions of self-care. I mean, we're talking about it right now, that it's overindulgent. You don't deserve that. You shouldn't be doing that for yourself. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. I'm booking a trip right now and it's like a quick turnaround trip. I'm only going like to, you know, the Bay Area. And I was like, I caught myself basically trying to book a budget trip. And I paused and I was like, I'm like, oh, well, I'm only going for like, you know, a day and a half. Doesn't make sense. Da, da, da. And then I finally was like, I can take an extra 12 hours, which would mean maybe I could get a massage and maybe I wouldn't feel like I had to rush everywhere. And maybe then I would want to get a nicer hotel room because I'll have more time to spend in it. And I just think that, you know, first of all, everything I just said are cost money. So like, I
know. Yes. Like, well, ching.
That I can do that. Yeah, exactly. Ching. And then do this. Yep. But I also feel like I don't do this often. There's so many times people will ask me like, are you going on vacation? And I'm like, vacation. I just got back from vacation. And I looked at my watch. I'm like, girl, you went on vacation 6 months ago. Okay. That is not just going on vacation. So I think we have to, you know, you said something about misconceptions. I will be quick to be like, I don't have time or something's too expensive. Even when that's not the reality, it's just easier to say those, you know, like, it's almost like those are ingrained in us. Like, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. It's not worth it for this thing, which is really about caring for ourselves.
Yeah. And how many times do we take those time away, but then are constantly thinking about work or checking our email and allowing things to intercept and creep in that, or thinking about, you know, you're getting a massage and I know I'm guilty. How many times am I thinking about the task, the phone, the thing, all of the lists and I'm not relaxed. So I've just wasted money on the service and this person.
When they like come like around to your arm and they're like, relax. And
I'm relax.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. I've been in this bed for 45 minutes and you're telling me I'm still tense. Great.
Right. Or they're like, they've done the massage and they get to your neck. And they're like, wow, this is really tight. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. You know, but you know, it's just about, and you know, it's so funny because I think sometimes these things can feel overwhelming. When we're thinking about, oh, I need to do self-care and maybe I'm not doing it right. But I think, you know, and something that even Marcel said, maybe it's just small things.
Yeah.
That then you, whether it's taking a walk with your dog or maybe it's, and she said it, and listen, I feel like she has been in my head, 8 o'clock, turning your phone on like, okay. What was it, Fleet Mode? And I was like, girl.
In your head, but I don't think she's been in your hands.
She's definitely been only in my head, not in my hands. Because I thought about it, but I'll be honest. I thought, I'm like, what okay. happens if I did that once a week?
Right. Okay. That's a step. Yeah.
Baby steps. Once a week. And maybe if I started at 10.
Right. Right.
Now well, it's like...
even,
I mean,
even she, the queen of wellness, that's what I'm going to call her. You called her you called her something.
Yogi.
But yogi. But even she said, like, watching TV, taking a moment, sitting down, relaxing, not doing anything else, not feeling like you have to be multitasking, but just sitting and taking in a television show, that's caring for yourself. That's giving yourself time to breathe, time and space, just to relax.
Time to breathe. And, you know, even spending time with your partner, your wife, your husband, your whatever, you know, how often, instead of having my phone, am I just like, hey, Jen, let's hang out. Jen, who is the, you know, what is she? Content producer. Like, you know, I think we forget to just spend time with people. And it goes back to my whole traditions. Yeah. And whether it's that person that you live with every day who loves you and takes care of you, or it's even just inviting friends over and sitting outside by the fire pit and having a cocktail. That is all self-care. And it is taking a moment away from whatever stresses you out. And I know a lot of our friends who have kids are like, y'all talking mess. You know, thinking of going back and thinking about some of the conversations we've had. The reality is, you know, we can say we don't have time for self-care. We can say, oh, I guess I should do self-care. But honestly, we need to make it a priority, because we've talked about the many people that we've read or understood it as you know, as Black women, with the amount of pressure and stress that we have, we need those times to carve out for ourselves, for our health.
Talk to me about a routine that you do. That is, or a tradition, whatever you want to call it, around self-care. You know, what do you do? How do you do it? How often do you do it? How do you feel afterwards?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, when Marcel was going through our list, I was like, wait, I don't do any of that. But then I actually do a lot of those things, you know, just thinking about whether it's, I mean, I go to acupuncture. I've been going for 3 years every week. I go because I need to. One, it helps with my pain. But two, it is like that moment. I mean, I said this earlier. I think it's that 1 hour once a week that I know that I'm carving out. Jen and I, we have a great at-home masseuse that comes. She comes once a month. And then there are some other things that I just do weekly, whether it's, and I know, you know, even Marcel was talking about, you know, watching TV. I love to binge watch Lifetime on a Saturday or Sunday, especially if it's raining outside and I can really make it as a good excuse. But for some reason, indulging in that, those movies that are not really great, but they're just, for me, they're enjoyable. It's just for some reason, you know, I don't put that word on it. I don't call it self-care, but they're definitely rituals, and they're definitely traditions that I've been doing for years. What about you?
Yeah.
What's your day like? What's a day in the life of Jessica for self-care? I know it's going to be good.
Saturday mornings has always been, and I don't know if it's the nostalgia of it. I definitely think that some of my traditions and self-care things, that joy for me comes from nostalgia. So Saturday mornings, I go to the club. And for me, that's a club I go to that's also a gym, and I can work out and I can hang out with people. And it does remind me, I didn't think racquetball would be in our episode twice, but also my dad played racquetball as a kid. And when I would go with him in the mornings when I was little and on weekends and watch him play, and the club that I go to is very similar to that. And I usually do like a water class. And then I like to go in the steam room and the sauna and the hot tub with, you know, some of the ladies at the club. People are going to think I am wild for this, except for the people who are listening who I play Mahjong with. But
oh, I've God, added Mahjong. Why am I laughing? Can you explain it's Mahjong?
It's probably a little out of my age demo, but found like, oh, you know, I take it easy on Saturday mornings. I sleep, you know, that's usually like a until noon thing. I carve those days out for myself. And it's when I can't do it, it doesn't stress me out, but I definitely do a lot to avoid planning anything with anybody on a Saturday morning besides doing those things. And it just brings me a lot of joy and kind of centers me.
Yeah. You know, honestly, it is all about joy, right? It's all about, you know, when you think about your wonderful day, and by the way, I may need to steal some of those. Maybe, you know, I need to go work out or get into aqua aerobics or something. I'll maybe come to the club. And it's not the club on a Saturday night. It's a different club. I'll join you at the club. The
Saturday morning for the 40 plus.
Right. It ain't the under 40. It's the yeah, I mean, it's funny. It's whatever brings you joy, whatever brings you laughter, whatever it is, you know, and it's funny, just, it's important for us to be practical. Yes. And realistic, and yeah. And take those moments and enjoy those moments, and
yeah.
You know, sometimes just make it simple. We don't have to overcomplicate self-care, and then, you know, yeah. It could, like I said, could just be a walk.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. Like it could be everything from a 5-minute walk to a first class vacation.
Right. You know, and we might prefer the first class vacation, but no one's judging. No judgment. This is a no judgment zone.
Don't. On your 5-minute walk, you can be planning your first class vacation. Making it simple, because like you don't need any, like that's the thing, is it's just the little moments right throughout your day. And like you said, if it's one day a week, you start to turn off your phone a little earlier. You start to,
yeah.
You know, I loved Marcel talking about her shift to audiobooks to just give her, you know,
yeah.
Be able to read in a different time in her day and fill her day in a different way. Love that. So think of little things. I think we oftentimes try to be like, you know, I have like a dashboard, like a paper dashboard where I like try to
overplan everything. I love that.
Don't
overthink it. Like Jessica is overthink your self-care. It's just not the thing. But you know, there are so many other resources. There's so many resources, so many things out there to explain and tell you and give you advice and suggest self-care.
Maybe this is the episode title. Don't overthink it. Self-care is a necessity, not a luxury. I'm into it.
I'm into that. I love that. I think, thank you. We just figured out our title on the episode. Remind ourselves.
I thought it would be nice to share too. There's a few different like resources that I have like put into my daily content consumption to help me also like keep focused on this. I love Dear Black Women has a list of, or yeah. On the Dear Black Women Project, a list of like 35 self-care tips. And I love them because they are everything achievable, bite-sized, things you can work into your day. And the other thing is Black Girl Burnout Podcast. I love her content. She posts a lot of stuff on Instagram. She's great.
They do have a lot of great content. I think I reposted a few of their most recent posts on Instagram. Yeah. Then, you know, I'm an Oprah Daily girl. You know, and
Oprah's taking care. Oprah's taking good self-care.
Listen, you know, we may not be at the Oprah level, But her great tips and suggestions, and they're always, sometimes her products are always on a budget. She's thinking about us ladies.
Oprah may be self-care goals. Maybe? I don't know.
I don't know if Oprah's self-care. Right. She's a billionaire. So she's not self-care goals, but she's self-care in some ways. She's evolved, and it's great to see someone, a Black woman, doing what she's doing and living her best life. Listen,
she's got acres that she's just
right. She's got collard greens and kale in her backyard. And I actually can. That's when we can do have collard greens and kale in our backyard.
Okay. You didn't say anything about gardening. That's self-care.
Actually, I garden through my wife. I garden. I pick the vegetables and stuff. And then Jen kind of like, and then I water. Like we have it's a family. Maybe it doesn't sound like I'm doing too much, but
she's planting. She's
she's watering. She's pruning. But listen, I have kale in my backyard.
So the other practical tip is find a partner who's good at taking care of you. That's self-care.
listen, and I learned the hard way. So I'm grateful today.
The necessity.
This was fun. This is always fun.
Yeah. Always fun. And I want to hear if you don't follow us on Instagram, do, and share with us some of your self-care tips there, because I think I'd love to hear what other people are doing and adding into their routines. Also, look, I would love to hear how you do self-care through your insurance. So there's some of you out here who are getting acupuncture covered by insurance and all these other massage covered by insurance. So come give us the tips.
Hey, it's Jessica. Thanks for listening to Girl Call Me. If you have something to add or a story to share, come on over to Instagram or Facebook and join the conversation. Also, make sure you follow and subscribe Girl Call Me. You don't want to miss when we release new episodes. Thanks for listening.